If you want to work until you keel over, have less of everything in retirement, or give back more of your hard-earned money to the stock market again, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to protect the money you save, receive a steady, predictable retirement income, and enjoy financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. You can download a free report that reveals the wealth-building secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. You'll learn how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and real prosperity without risking your money in the Wall Street casino, and how to get the money you need when you need it, simply by asking for it. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement and know your money will last as long as you do. To learn more about this method and to get your free report, go to 39security.com. That's the number 39security.com. 39security.com. Go to 39security.com.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams. Some exotic
booze, there's a we have a jam-packed show for you today, so buckle your seatbelt. We're going off to Dublin. Yes, we're going to go off to Dublin, Ireland, later in hour two today. But this hour, we're going to go off to Dublin, Ohio. And later today, we're going to get serious about the Zika virus and how to protect yourself when you're traveling, maybe. So we're going to learn together about a new product out there, and we'll see if it makes sense. So stay with me.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony, is located 2.5 hours west of Boston and 3 hours north from New York City in the Berkshire Hills of western Massachusetts. The Berkshire region is full of cultural attractions, including several museums and theaters, plus gourmet restaurants and luxury shopping. For Berkshire tourist information and reservations, contact the Berkshire Visitors Bureau at 413-743-4500 or visit berkshires.org. For additional information on Tanglewood, please visit tanglewood.org.
Well, in the merry month of May, now from me home I started, left the girls and two, I'm nearly broken hearted, saluted father dear, kissed me darling mother, drank a pint of beer, me grieving
sister smothered enough to reap the delightful pleasure of having on the line with us Scott Drink. Scott is the executive director of the Dublin, Ohio Convention and Visitors Bureau. In the next hour, we're going to reach across the ocean to Dublin, Ireland, and be talking with my good friend Mark Leslie, who's the head of Martello Media, and their newest project in Ireland is a visitor center for the General Post Office, which will be celebrating the 100th anniversary of the Easter Rising. So we're going to go from one Dublin to the other Dublin, but it's a pleasure to have you on the line with us. Thanks for joining us today, Scott.
It's great to be with you. Thanks for having us.
So was the name Dring previously Dringle, coming from the Dingle Peninsula, and somebody stuck an R in, or what?
Sure, we can go with that. That sounds more interesting.
What's the real story?
Yeah, I've been called worse than that. So,
have you? Let's. Where is the Irish is an attitude website for Dublin, Ohio? Clearly, the folks who settled Dublin, Ohio, had a Dublin, Ireland connection. Do you?
I do not. And believe it or not, they didn't. And I think that's
so how they come up with the name.
That's kind of the uniqueness that we have here. And, you know, we're located right here in the heart of the state of Ohio, just outside of Columbus, Ohio, the state capital. And the tale goes, the gentleman that named Dublin, Ohio, he gave the name to his best friend, and he said, okay, buddy, you name the city. I found this great city. You tell me what it should be named. He's like, well, it looks beautiful, a lot of hills. I'm going to name it after my favorite place in the world, Dublin, Ireland. So they named it Dublin. So that's literally how the name was born. And it's amazing how our local community has really embraced and gravitated toward the name itself.
So I'm going to ask the question this way. It's something like, how many times a week do you beat your wife? Here's the question.
Okay.
How many times have you been to Ireland?
Zero.
See, I knew that was going to be the answer.
Yeah.
Why did I know that? So here's what we're going
to
do.
Well, I'm looking for a sponsor. So if you guys want to sponsor me to fly me over, I'd love to do it.
See, here's the deal. Unfortunately, the airlines, many of whom two or three decades ago were warm and fuzzy and great to work with, are no longer that way.
Yeah.
However, if you can drag together your frequent flyer miles,
yeah,
I can show you how to do this painlessly.
There you go.
And once you land, I will sponsor you.
Perfect. I'm in.
Yeah. So I will. How long do you think you could be in Ireland?
Will you tell me how long I need to be there?
Oh, God, months. That is one loaded question. We for the last 5 years, have spent a minimum just in the period second week of December through the second week in January. The last 2 years, we've been 28 nights. The 3 years prior, we've done somewhere between 25 to 27 nights. It's never enough. It honestly is never enough. And we've gone over twice a year the last 2 years, and the years before, three, four times, you know, every few months. And when I get crazy, it's like I've had enough of what goes on in the United States. As much as I love my country and as much of a patriot, I will never give up my citizenship, but there's a very good chance I'm moving, pal. I have to get Maggie McGee, our English Springer Spaniel, who was referred to in Ireland only as a Springer Spaniel, not an English Springer Spaniel. Once I get her through the 6-month pet scheme process where you do it all on this side of the ocean with the paperwork and the healthy doggy checkup and all that business. Works for cats too, people. Right. You then can go across the ocean and just land and keep going in the UK and Ireland. But otherwise, they grab your pet for 6 months in quarantine, and that's just not going to happen.
No.
So, yeah.
There's actually 13 Dublins, believe it or not, in the United States, and I've actually been to two other United States Dublins.
Where are they?
There's one. The one I've been through is Dublin, Georgia, and then I think the largest Dublin is in Dublin, California.
Huh.
And I think we're close to being real close to the largest Dublin. We have about 45,000 to 50,000 residents here in the city.
Well, I'm surprised that Tucson, Arizona, wasn't named for some Irish destination because it was founded in the 1500s by an Irishman. I think his name was O'Connor. I'm almost positive his name is O'Connor, who was over in Mexico with the conquistadors, with the Spanish. Because the Spanish, the French, the Irish, they were all, you know, they were into grapes together, into vineyards. They were into being seafarers together, and they're Celts, and they were all Catholic. So, you know, there was easy intermarriage and whatnot between one country and the other. And anyway, he was with the Spaniards in Mexico and the southern part of California and what is today, you know, Arizona and California, and founded Tucson.
Wow.
And they have a huge Irish population that you ought to get in touch with, by the way. Maybe I can, if I remember, I'll write it down. I'll send you the contact person in Tucson of the Irish Association, whatever it's called,
right,
in Tucson, because you ought to invite them to Dublin, Ohio, and do some stuff with them. Yeah. Then you all get on a plane and you head for Dublin, Ireland. And yeah, well, listen, minimally, I'll take care of you for 7 nights, room and tax, including breakfast service and tax and room for a week on the ground in Ireland. And I'll make sure you get around to my favorite places.
Nice.
And you just tell me when.
Okay.
But you got to deal with the air because there isn't an airline out there that's warm and fuzzy anymore.
Yeah, I hear
you. No, not when it comes to, you know, doing something that, you know, will create some amazing sensation. Very difficult. Very difficult. But what are you going to do? But so now, how did you get involved to rise to be the head the executive director of the Dublin, Ohio Convention and Visitors Bureau. What is your background?
It's marketing. So, you know, I'm a marketing person. I've been, I marketed the state of Ohio. I had a job there. I've been down to Orlando, Kissimmee, St. Cloud for years. So really my background's in marketing and selling, and it's such a great product here in town to sell. It's a unique product, and that's what all of us in destination marketing are looking for, you know, that unique experience that someone can enjoy and visit your destination, come enjoy it, and spend money, stay at your hotels, restaurants, and create that unique experience.
Well, so from the name Dublin, Ohio grew all kinds of mimicking of the Ireland, Irish experience in Dublin, Ohio?
Yeah, it's very unique because even back in probably the 70s or 80s when the city really began to grow, the town really kind of gravitated toward the name. You know, for example, 30 years ago, we have the 30th anniversary coming up here of the largest three-day Dublin, the largest three-day Irish festival in the United States every year is right here in Dublin, Ohio. Generates over 100,000 people for
a
weekend.
Stop. You're going to have a big fight on your hands with those folks in Milwaukee.
Now, there are friends in Milwaukee.
Yeah,
there
but they say they are the largest Irish festival in the world. And
we say 3 days, so I don't know. How many days are theirs? So I think that's the thing. But
okay. We're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back talking with Scott Dring, who I'm going to make sure gets to Ireland before this year is over. We're going to come right back to Stephanie Abrams. Don't leave me.
The last smile, laughing all the while, at me curious style, twit such a heart above, and he asked me, was I hired and wages I required till I was almost tired of the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
2016 Tanglewood season highlights include the Boston Symphony Orchestra concerts with current music director Andres Nelsons, the return of former music director Seiji Ozawa, Yo-Yo Ma, Seth MacFarlane and the Boston Pops Orchestra, plus Renee Fleming and many more. Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony, is located in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains of western Massachusetts. For tickets and information, visit tanglewood.org. That's tanglewood.org.
We're America's Railroad. We're Amtrak. Get away for just $90 round trip with Amtrak's Adirondack Weekend Getaway Fare. Children ages 2 through 12 travel round trip at half price. Ride in comfort aboard the Adirondack. Amtrak, enjoy the journey.
Rumors, Stephanie Abrams' novel of secrets, lies, and conspiracies that ensnare the lives of ordinary people in a tightening web that all starts with rumors. Available at Amazon.com in print and Kindle formats and BarnesandNoble.com. Rumors.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you in Dublin, Ireland, from music to art, dance, architecture, history, literature, or maybe relax at a spa, take a golf lesson, or cooking class by the side of the sea. In Dublin, you'll find unique hotels, even authentic castle hotels, conveniently located close to theaters, concerts, shopping, attractions, and great restaurants. Don't miss the Book of Kells exhibit at Trinity College, the dramatic tour at Dalkey Castle, the quaint fishing village of Hoat, the elegantly furnished historic Malahide Castle, and the luxurious Powers Court Garden. Gardens and house, where you'll find the mesmerizing Powers Court Falls and the 700-foot-long Palladian-style Rustborough House are all located in a tight circle around County Dublin and adjacent County Wicklow. And we've only scratched the surface of Ireland's east. There are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares. So visit your travel agent and Ireland.com.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
Portions of today's show are brought to you by Tourism Ireland, celebrating Ireland's wild Atlantic way. Visit Ireland.com.
As I was going over the far-famed Kerry Mountains, I met with Captain Farrell and his money he was counting.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I'm delighted to have Scott Drayton on the line with me. He is the executive director of the Dublin, Ohio Convention and Visitors Bureau. I looked at your website, irishisanattitude.com, and wow. it just was, you know, I have taken to signing my name under my, I usually put my initials or my, usually my initials at the end of an email. And then below that is my full name and all my contact information, all that jazz. But under my initials of late, I have been putting my newest titles, Director of Leprechauns and Hawthorne Trees Inspector. And I'm so into the theme of Dublin, Ohio. Are you just like one ongoing festival year round? I mean, it just seems like you've got a lot of Irish, Dublin, Ireland themed everything.
Yeah, that's the idea, right? And you know, it's funny because, you know, the city, if you look in addition to the Irish Festival, you know, we have like kind of rock walls all around town with that kind of Irish look. Our three high school nicknames are the Shamrocks, the Celtics, and the Irish. So the community itself has embraced it so much that it's very welcoming to bring visitors in. So they've been very, you know, worthwhile in helping us create some of these unique Irish experiences that we create year-round. And when we started this, what, probably 10 years ago, this whole branding of the Irish thing and creating experiences, we did some research, and the visitors told us they loved the Irish stuff, but there, once they got here, there wasn't a whole lot to do that was Irish, except for, you know, during St. Patrick's Day and the Irish Festival. Apart from that, there wasn't a lot to do, so we really made a concentrated effort several years ago to begin to create more Irish experiences and product year-round that people could enjoy. They're just coming here with their family for a vacation or on a bus tour or during a corporate event looking to do something at night. So we really made a concentrated effort to really begin to create and work the local industry to really make good on that brand that we're selling and that experience that we're selling of that Irish experience
so
that people really love.
So what do we find?
So we find lots of stuff. You know, we're if you look at the restaurants, and, you know, we have a lot of great Irish restaurants here in town, Brayson and some other ones. But it's funny how the local establishments here have really kind of, you know, done their part to create Irish stuff that you would never think of. For example, we have an Indonesian tea shop that now has a Irish line of Irish teas that they offer in their shop. So, you know, things like that, you would say, okay, I can't imagine some place like this would have anything Irish, but you walk in, and there it is.
Did you know that Sir Thomas Lipton, for which there is a soccer cup named, and it's this big silver thing, and you'll find it in the County Cavan Museum of the History of Cavan. He was from Cavan. Did you know that?
I did not.
And Cavan is, County Cavan and the town of Cavan within County Cavan are just like due north of Dublin and a little bit to the left. It's like northwest of Dublin, but it couldn't be more than an hour, 15-minute drive to get there.
Right.
It's very cool. That's one of the places I want you to go because then you connect with the Tees and Sir Thomas Lipton, who one would always think of not as being Irish or from County Cavan. But yeah, so tell me more. I'm listening.
So we have like something in our historic district that's now created. It's called Irish Shopping Saturdays, and it's every Saturday where we have down our historic district is, we have Irish music in different locations in town. We have Irish dancing, and that's a huge bit of excitement here in town. People love the Irish dancers here. They love to watch and they love to try it. And we have a lot of stuff that it's interactive. So we actually teach people to do penny whistles, to play the penny whistle. We have stuff like that we offer. So it's just so many different unique things that we've tried to grow. And I think the cool thing is that the local community, now we've kind of started the ball rolling, the local community have kind of begun to create their own things. You know, our hotels now, there are a couple of hotels that have an Irish reception when you walk in there. Instead of having just your boring, beer, you have a pint and other stuff that kind of make it a little bit with that Irish feel. And a couple of hotels actually, I don't know if anyone actually uses wake-up calls anymore because they all have cell phones or whatever, but a couple of hotels have an Irish brogue wake-up call for you. When you get up in the morning, they'll call you and, top of the morning to you with a wake-up call. So I've never been woken up with an Irish wake-up call before, but I'm not sure what that's like. But
so let me ask you a question. Have you been to Ireland or to the U.K.?
I've been to the U.K., yes.
Okay, so when you leave a wake-up call, do you know what they call that?
What?
Oh, okay. So when in prior to times of communications by telephone or telephones in rooms, they would come upstairs if you left a wake-up call. They would come upstairs, and they would knock on your door to wake you up.
Right.
So that system, even though today, if you left a wake-up call at the front desk, would probably be by telephone, not somebody coming to knock on your door, it's still referred to as knocking you up. So when you go to the front desk and you say, I'd like to leave a wake-up call for 8 a.m., they say, certainly, we'll be happy to knock you up at 8 a.m. And so the first time for an American hearing that, it's a little shocking, but but this is the way it's done. So,
is that part of your Ireland tour that you're selling to me in the next few months? I'm definitely in.
And you an authentic Irish experience.
That's right, yeah. might not add that to our list of things, I don't think.
Yes, but this is the way it happens. We'll knock you up at 8 a.m. or any other time you'd care for. So, yes, there's a lot you have to learn. We only think we speak the same language because there's all kinds of words that mean something very different.
Right.
So, when you talked about the high schools, and there were three, and one of them you mentioned, they refer to them as the Celtics.
Right.
I'm so happy you guys pronounce it wrong. I don't know what happened in Boston.
I don't know.
It's the Celtics, even though you guys think it's the Celtics.
We call it the Celtics, yeah.
Well, that's correct.
I know. We try to be correct, and we get called. The news stations here, when they have football scores, they still say Celtics, but
if you called the Boston Celtics the Boston Celtics, they'd all look at you like you were nuts, and you made this terrible error. But the fact of the matter is that the word is Celtic, not Celtic, and somebody didn't have good reading skills somewhere along the line, and didn't get it right. But it's okay, we'll forgive them. As long as they keep winning. But in any event, we're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back. And we're going to continue to talk with Scott Drink, who is the executive director of the Convention and Visitors Bureau in Dublin, Ohio. A place I got to go. You know that. We'll be right back. This is Stephanie Abrams.
I put it in me pocket and I took it home to Jenny. She sighed and she swore that she never would deceive me. But the devil take the women, for they never can be easy. Mushering down, do down, da. Quite fall the daddy, oh. Quite fall the daddy, oh. There's whiskey in the jar. I went unto my chain.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows. But there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled, and that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica, our Jamaica.
Learn more at visitjamaica.com. That's visitjamaica.com.
Going on right now at Guitar Center. We're extending our friends and family discount to you. Save up to 15% off most major brands and products throughout the store. From starter packs and custom shop guitars to practice pads, handcrafted drum kits, the latest recording gear and more. There's never been a better time for you to make music. And with savings up to 15% on most major brands and products, it's never been easier. Visit GuitarCenter.com or come in store and mention friends and family and save up to 15%. Now through Sunday.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975 for your free health insurance quote. Call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you in part by Amtrak.
We're America's railroad. We're Amtrak. Get away for just $90 round trip with Amtrak's Adirondack Weekend Getaway Fare. Children ages 2 through 12 travel round trip at half price. Ride in comfort aboard the Adirondack. Amtrak. Enjoy the journey.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I have the pleasure of having Scott Dring, the executive director of the Dublin, Ohio Convention and Visitors Bureau. And one of the things that the Bureau has created is a grant program that provides resources for local businesses in Dublin, Ohio, to create new Irish experiences. And I think that is just brilliant. But I think one of the things you need to do is tap into that funding and get a group of people over to Dublin with you, because you'll come back with some marvelous and amazing ideas. And I would be happy to fill your ears for hours, so we can do that another time. But one of the things that you've mentioned to me off the air that I'd love for you to share with our audience is that there's a new Irish Ferry Door Trail that will be launched on March 12th, just next week, next weekend, next Saturday. So what is that about?
Actually, there's a Dublin, Ireland company called the Irish Ferry Door Company, and they apparently have been very successful over in Ireland, and they are bringing their product to the United States, and I'm launching it in Dublin, Ohio for the first time next week. And we've created, as part of that, those ferry doors, we've actually created a trail that we believe. Now, I know you might call me on this one, too. You already got me on the Milwaukee thing, saying it's the second largest Irish trail, but we believe it's the nation's first Irish ferry door trail, or one of the first. How's that?
Cover your tracks.
There you go. And so, you know, we're going to have it around town, our historic district, and it's going to encourage, kids to, we've created a passport for them to go around and find each of these ferry doors. And each of the ferry doors has a ferry in it with a name. And they just write in the name there, and at the end of the tour, they get a T-shirt that they've successfully completed the ferry door trail, and a bunch of other little toys for them as well. So it's a interactive way to get people to mill around downtown here. And these ferry doors are very cool. You know, they're small, they're unique. They're only about 6 inches in size, but they're all different, unique, and very cool to the kids. It's that magic that really is involved with them.
Okay, so here's the question. Where do fairies live? Irish fairies. Do you know where they live?
It's magic. You don't know, right?
Oh, you do know. You see? That's why I got to get you to Ireland. You'll never learn this. You know, unless you've grown up in Ireland or you've got an Irish grandmother who tells you great stories, you will never know this stuff. And, you know, I was a leprechaun in a past lifetime, so that's my
it
Irish connection.
Like, yeah.
Although, because, I mean, by blood lineage, there is no Irish in my life. Although my mother had a sister who married an Irishman named Thomas Feeney, and they lived in Baltimore, and I have to track that story. But, you know, she married him. It wasn't part of the side of the, you know, he wasn't a brother or something of my mother. He was the brother-in-law. And so I got to track that one down. But, you know, when you hang out enough in Ireland, you get all the good stories. So, no, fairies live in hawthorn trees.
Okay.
And because of that, that's where they make their nests. Because of that, you would never chop down a hawthorn tree, because the fairies will get very angry that you have dislodged them from their homes, and they will pull terrible tricks and pranks on you your entire life. Now, I've been signing off my name under my initials of late as S.A., Director of Leprechauns and Hawthorne Trees Inspector. Well, I was sitting with a bunch of people. Well, we twinned, my husband and I, Lanesboro, Massachusetts, where we live, with Lanesboro, Ireland, in County Longford. And we were sitting with the sister city, actually sister town committee from Lanesboro, Ireland, having dinner. And somebody said something about cutting down a tree. And I said, oh, well, I hope it wasn't a hawthorn tree. You know, we just talked about that a little bit. And, you know, the fact that that's where the fairies live and have their little nests and houses. And John Casey, the retired owner of a local butcher shop in County Longford in Lanesboro, said, oh, well, you know, that's just a superstition. And Fabian Walsh said, yeah, but you wouldn't be cutting one down, would you? And John lowered his eyes, lowered his head, looked at the tablecloth and said, no, no. So, you know, there has to be some truth to that. So just be aware.
I am. Yeah, I'm excited to learn more about it.
Well, now that you know, if I don't know that you've got any hawthorn trees in Dublin, Ohio, but you might want to plant
Start
one.
Start protecting them, yeah.
Well, you might want to plant one. If you have any, you might want to, you know, just make that part of the, you know, here's the fairy door trail. And by the way, this is where they actually live.
Right.
And so that, you know, that could be a cool thing. Yeah.
Definitely another experience.
Yeah. Got to get you on the other side of the ocean.
I hear you.
What other things are you up to? Now, you say, you know, you're funding through this grant program resources for local business to create new Irish experiences. Like what?
Yeah, that's the cool thing. We started this program just a couple years ago, and we've already granted money to, I think, 40-something businesses, and they've created over 100 new Irish experiences themselves.
Wow.
So that's just
like
another
what?
Example. Rather than us doing our job, we're getting people to do our job for us, right?
Well, you know, that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Huck Finn and Tom Sawyer and painting the fence. If you can make it attractive for somebody else to get the work done, you know, more power to you.
No doubt.
You can't do it on your own.
No.
No, it really requires community participation. So what exactly, you know, name one or two that stand out in your mind?
They're actually creating something called a Blarney Bash, which they started last year, and it's during the St. Patrick's Day weekend, but it's a huge festival, local festival, under a huge heated tank, since it's not always the greatest weather here in Ohio in early March during St. Patrick's Day, so where there's Irish bands and dancers, and last year I think there was over 5,000 people that attended it, and of course there's some refreshments there to enjoy as well. So that's just a way to get the community together and enjoy, you know, Irish music and dancing and that kind of stuff. So that's one that comes to mind. Another one, we have a best legs in a kilt contest, which is always a big hit locally. So and I'm not ever partaking in that one. So that's always very popular. So that's one. I mentioned the Irish New Year's. One of our hotels actually had, you know, everyone has New Year's Eve packages, but one of our hotels created an Irish New Year's Eve packages, which included all the entertainment you'd ever want, and especially a lot of stuff for the kids to do. That sells out every year. It's very popular in our area as well. So it just depends. We have another one called Irish Alley, which is in our historic district. It's a street bazaar with a lot of Irish merchants and stuff selling stuff. So it just goes on and on and on. I think that's the cool thing. It's just, you know, we're not going to be too particular on the authenticity of some of these. I mean, obviously, you want it to be as authentic as possible, but that's not really the point. You know, I think the point is to celebrate the area, to celebrate, you know, Dublin, celebrate the stuff that Irish provides, you know, with its music and dance, however you look at it. But the idea is to have fun, right? I mean, that's what we sell is fun. And I think people are really enjoying themselves when they come here and find something different, unique to do here. And they can't find another place that they visit.
Well, I have to tell you that with an Irish theme to your town, if your schools and your libraries and your other institutions that propel learning focus on all things Irish, if nothing else, you will find world-class music, literature, history, a people filled with passion and enthusiasm for living and passion for everything that they do. They are a remarkable people, and that's what drags me back to Ireland like a moth to a flame. I just was looking while you were talking to see if my good friend Derek Warfield and his group, the Young Wolf Tones, was coming to Dublin, Ohio. But in fact, they will be in Cincinnati on March 5th at 8 p.m., at the Irish Heritage Center of Greater Cincinnati. How far are you from Cincinnati?
2 hours, not far.
Why don't you go?
Sounds great.
Listen, Sunday, March 6th.
Well, I miss your show.
No, hold on. Hang on. Well, it's podcast. That's not it. It's Saturday, March 5th.
Got it. Okay.
Saturday, March 5th. You can always find it podcast and archived and whatever. But Saturday, March 5th. In Cincinnati, the Irish Heritage Center of Greater Cincinnati. It's at 3905 Eastern Avenue, 8 p.m. And why don't you go? And Derek is very approachable. So I have to cut you loose. We have so much more to talk about. And I'm going to give you a call back so we can do just that, because I am fascinated with Dublin, Ohio. And before this year is over, I may actually float through your region. So thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors in my new novel. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
Ireland invites you to the Gulfibber Fiddler of a lifetime. Befuddled by Gulfibber Fiddler? I'll explain. It's what begins with a lively round of golf at Ballybunion and soon turns into an even livelier round at Belfast's Fibber McGee's, where the fiddler plays on four strings, 2 feet, and occasionally someone's shoulders. Golf, Fibber McGee's, Fiddler. Gulfibber Fiddler. An easy word to stumble over and an Ireland easy to stumble into. So take a vacation from the typical vacation.
Find great value vacation offers at Ireland.com. Amtrak's Adirondack Weekend Getaway Fair continues. One of the top 10 most scenic train rides in the world, the Adirondack travels daily from New York City to Montreal. Travel is valid in either direction and for any stops along the route, and is just $90 round trip now through April 28th. And up to two children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half fare. Blackout dates apply. Reservations required a minimum of 3 days prior to travel. Subject to availability for travel Thursdays through Mondays. Other restrictions apply. Book exclusively at Amtrak.com. Tickets for the 2016 Tanglewood season are on sale now. Tanglewood, the summer home of the Boston Symphony in the Berkshire Mountains of Western Massachusetts, presents classical music, jazz, the Boston Pops, and popular artists in a magnificent setting. For tickets and the full season schedule, please visit tanglewood.org or call 888-266-1200. That's tanglewood.org or 888-266-1200.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
Biz Talk Radio.
Let grasses grow and waters flow in a free and easy way. But give me enough of the final stuff that's made near Galway.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Well, that was fun talking about Dublin, Ohio. That really, I mean, you go look at their website at irishisanattitude.com. They really got that right. They really got that right. It's one of the things that attracts me to Ireland, so now I am feeling great affinity to Dublin, Ohio, and it looks like such a cute place. Imagine a city that's not Orlando, that is themed. The whole city is themed. You know, Dallas is a city where just about every restaurant is themed. It's hard to find just an ordinary diner. Every single restaurant has its own, and they really go over the top with decor and whatnot. It's fun, but there's stuff I wanted to share with you, a couple of things that I wanted to bring you up to date on. Later today, well, first of all, we're going to go off in the next hour to Dublin, Ireland, because there's the GPO, the General Post Office exhibit, is just, it's sort of like a soft opening right now. I think you can actually get in now. So if you happen to be going to Dublin, Ireland between now and April, you probably can get into the exhibit at the General Post Office. It's worth going over to see. But the actual official opening is a little bit away. So we're going to find out from Mark Leslie in the next hour whose company is responsible for the installation, the exhibit, not just installing it. They're not just like, you know, the people who put your kitchen counters in. They created it, and he does fabulous work, his organization. They're just an amazingly talented group. And then later today, in the third hour of Travel with Stephanie Abrams, and if you're going to lose our station because you're driving somewhere and you're driving out of range, you can go to sabrams.com. In the right sidebar of the homepage, there's a dark blue box, and the top of the box says Quick Links. Scroll down under Travel with Stephanie Abrams to listen live, and you can continue to hear us. By Wednesday of this week, generally by the middle of the week, every show is podcast. And you can download it and take this with you. And every show is archived with links to the relevant websites of our guests. But in the third hour, we're going to be talking about a new product that you really need to, you know, check out and read the ingredients and, you know what it is before you spray it on you. But it sounds like, I am told, that they use generally accepted or generally regarded as safe ingredients that are used in lots of and are approved by the government for use in lots of cosmetics. And this fragrance that you spray on yourself apparently I am told, will keep away mosquitoes, including that mosquito that carries the Zika virus, which is a real concern right now. A real concern, because it's not just the inconvenience of getting nipped by a mosquito and having an itch, but it is a particular danger for women of childbearing age, whether you're pregnant or not. Because there's already some talk about, yes, if you're pregnant, it can cause deformities in the infant. But it also apparently has a lingering residual effect and can get you later. And there's already talk about female athletes not going to Brazil who are Olympians. Imagine practicing for years to be in the Olympics and then you stay home because of a mosquito. I mean, I understand the reality of it, and I don't think they're wrong. It's just, what a disappointment to everybody. You know, and to be, you know, the newest terrorist on the planet is a mosquito. Scary stuff. Really scary. Let me tell you scarier. How about this one? I don't know much about it. I'm just going to repeat what I heard. And you can go online, find out what you can find out. But a woman was traveling on El Al to Israel. And she had an assigned seat. And she got in the plane and she sat down and she buckled herself in. And an Orthodox Jewish gentleman got on the plane and, recognizing that he was sitting in a seat next to a woman who he was not married to, requested that she be removed from the seat and put somewhere else in the plane, because by Orthodox Jewish law, a man who is married won't even shake hands with a woman that's not his wife. That's the, you know, and it's part of it, you know, it has a very lofty meaning behind it, because it's a sign of your sincerity in your vow that there will be nobody besides your wife in your life. Now, but it just seems to me that if a passenger sits down next to me and they're not happy sitting next to me, that they ought to request that they are seated somewhere else. I don't think they should be requesting that I have to move because they're not happy that I'm sitting there. Unfortunately, I am told by people in the know that El Al Airlines, being the Israeli airlines, is greatly influenced by the Orthodox Jewish community in Israel. And so there's a kind of, you know, we're doing it my way mentality. And, you know, I understand, you know, religious rights and whatnot. It doesn't sit well with me that if the person who's seated next to me is not happy about the seat that, in this case, he is sitting in, regardless of what the reason is, that I shouldn't be the one that's asked to move. So the woman, I am told, and I don't have any direct facts, I've gotten all of this secondhand, is so unhappy about what happened, her experience, that she is suing the airline. And I don't know that we're going to get any direct comments from the airline, although I'm going to try to get it, because generally when people are in litigation, their lawyers inform them that it's not a good idea to discuss something that's, you know, in a legal battle. But it's not good PR. It doesn't feel right. We've had people on the air like Albert Rizzi, who is sightless and has a guide dog and was put off the plane because after 3 hours of sitting on the tarmac, the dog did not want to stay any longer underneath the seat in front, but was sitting on the across his feet in front of him. His seatmate didn't care, but the stewardess wasn't happy, so they put him off the flight. If you want to hear those stories when I've interviewed Albert, go to sabrams.com, put in Albert Rizzi, and you will get... sometimes airline employees don't do the right thing. Anyway, more to come up. Stay with me. We're flying high.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.